two moments with strangers. The day I walk all 10 miles of the creek road, I ask for water from a man whose tended garden blooms against the chipped metal of his trailer, where his wife shifts about in the heat, praying that a storm will rise over the near mountains. The water is sweet, and I thank him. Red poplin curtains wave back and forth in a fan's path. Soon, the man promises, soon your baby will be born, and it will be a girl, as you have wished so hard for. The woman in the waiting room reading Newsweek speaks to me as I make my appointment. She says Emma is beautiful, and there is something in her voice I recognize. When I turn to look at her, she is wearing an onyx necklace like my mother's, and a wool blazer, and her eyes are small and bright, and she smells of winter like my mother, and I know that she has come for this one moment.